Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. Welcome back to the Society Says podcast. Okay, so this morning I was going to the gym because, as you guys probably have heard over and over by now, if you follow me on social media, me and my husband are doing the 75 hard challenge, which means I gotta work out twice a day and I can't miss it. So, as I was working out at the gym today, I was listening to a podcast because that's just what I do when I work out at the gym. It's mainly because if I listen to music, me being like a dancer, I feel like I have to stay on beat with every exercise I do. And sometimes that, with my OCD-ness, it's not good. It's not good at all. I can't like focus on my actual workout. So I listen to podcasts. And the podcast I was listening to today, they were talking a lot about phones and just everything you do with it, social media, communicating. And I was getting so many ideas thinking about it. I wish that I could have like joined their conversation because I had so much to say about the topic, which is why today, you guessed it, that's what we're talking about. I think this is a really important topic to discuss and to know for yourself if using your phone more, you know, especially with social media, if that is better for you or worse for you, because I think it's different for everyone. And I'm going to explain this. So let's first talk about social media, because that is probably the number one thing that we all do on our phones. We have a bunch of different social media apps, and you know, when we're bored, we pull out our phone and we go on social media. Even when we're not bored, we multitask and we're on social media while we're supposed to be at work, or while we're at school, or while we're cooking, whatever it is. So earlier today, while I was at the gym and all these thoughts were going through my head, I posted a poll on the Society Says Instagram asking, does social media do more harm than good? And I just checked it. It's the end of the day. I just checked the percentage and what the results are. 67% said it's used more for good, and 33% said it harms more. I honestly wasn't sure what I was expecting. I think that there's a lot of people who follow me that, like I do, they use social media for the better. And the people who said that it is for the worse, that it harms, I kind of understand that as well, where they're coming from. So let's talk about the good first. So for me, let's just talk about my personal account right now, not even about Society Says, not about the brand, just my personal account. I go on there and sometimes I'll scroll, not really, you know, I'll look at like my favorites, I'll look at their stories or whatever, and I post content every single day. I have now achieved that goal of mine. That was definitely a goal that I set a couple months ago, and I officially think it's a habit, and I'm very proud of myself. Okay, back on topic. So for me, I remember a time when I did think that social media did more harm. And I think that was just because I was going through puberty. I was going through middle school, where there's a lot of looking at your peers and what they're posting, and you feel like you're not good enough. It's very easy for your self-esteem to go down when you're young like that. So that was really the only time that I ever thought that social media did more harm for me specifically. We're just talking about me and my page right now. But as I used it more and more at like the end of high school and ever since graduating high school, I have found that it is such a good way for me personally to put out everything. I just try to be my genuine self. I put out whatever I feel like it, and now posting every single day, I just put out content and I don't care if people like it or not. That being said, like, of course, I still have feelings, and when I get negative feedback, it still sucks. But the point being is that I've learned how to look at it in a way that it's almost like a personal online journal that people can look at. And if people want to follow, they want to stick around, see what I do, awesome. But if they don't, who cares? I have taught myself to not care about the follows and not care about how many likes I'm getting. I just try not to care. And since I've trained my brain to look at it in a different way where I'm not looking at the numbers and I'm not paying attention to that, those things that can easily get in your head and bring you down, it's actually become a platform that's super good for me. And it's made me come out of my shell. I've always had more of like a shy side of me, more of like a reserved side, I guess. Growing up as like a little kid, I was super, super shy. And sometimes that comes out when it comes to like, you know, putting myself out there. But ever since this whole past year, I've been really pushing myself to put out like my videos and my creative projects and everything like that. I feel like it's such a good platform for me. And that's why personally, I think that social media is, it does more good than it does harm. And as far as my brand goes, I think that social media is such an excellent way for my brand to be put out into the world. And it's because social media for my brand is like a marketing platform. It is a way for me to just put stuff out there and to reach so many different people. Because my brand, the purpose of it is to spread awareness. And the fact that I can post every single day quotes and projects and little things and inspirational things and little blippets of what I have to say to get people thinking and trying to build confidence in people and just spreading awareness about pressure that we feel in society, that is so awesome to me. And it makes me feel so good when I get DMs from people or comments where they say, thank you so much for sharing this. That's when I know that social media for me and my brand, it's good. I'm using it for the good. And I think sometimes it does come down to that. It just depends how you look at it, and it depends how you're using it too. Because I really do believe that it can do more harm. For example, if you're somebody who is a little bit more sensitive and it's easy for you to kind of feel like your self-esteem is going down the more that you scroll and you just start to not feel... Maybe you're looking at artists and you're an artist and you start to feel like you're not talented, you're not worth anything. I do think that that happens to a lot of people. And I think that we all have been there. But my challenge to you, if you're listening to this and you are one of those people, is to try to shift your perspective. Or maybe don't scroll on social media. Just stop doing that. And only use social media for posting purposes. For me, that is what I do. I honestly, it's very rare that I'm just sitting on social media scrolling and looking at other people's things. I really just use social media so that I can, A, keep up with friends and family, especially since I travel so much, and B, for me to just post and put out my content. So that is my little tip for you guys. But to look at it in a different way too, in how it could do more harm, I think that some people like post inappropriate pictures and Instagram can't catch all of that. And there's of course cyberbullying, and everything that is not good in the world can show up on social media. And that is really unfortunate. But here's the facts. Nowhere in this life, nothing in this life is perfect. So yes, social media can be harmful, but I think that that's just like any other thing in life. Now to tie this all together, I really feel like it just depends on the person. If you personally feel like you being on social media ruins your day or it brings you down, it makes you sad, it makes you upset, it makes you feel defeated, then maybe don't use it. You know, don't feel like you have to have social media. And I know that's hard every time I meet somebody and they're like, I don't have social media. I think it's crazy. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, that's like the world nowadays. But I also have some respect for them because I'm like, good for you. Like, you probably don't have social media because you have discovered that it's just not good for your mental health. It brings you down, maybe, you know? They obviously don't really ever tell me why, but I'm just assuming that's probably a pretty common reason why people choose to not have social media, because they just don't want that app on their phone that every time they open it, it's going to ruin their day. And I 100% respect those people that can, you know, not give in to all the pressure and seeing everybody else on their phone and on social media and to just do what's better for them. I think that's awesome. So if that is you, if you know personally that it's not good for you, then do what you need to make sure that you're not harming yourself. If it means that you can have social media, but maybe you need to stop scrolling, then do that. Or maybe I think that there's some apps out there that, or maybe like the iPhone already has something built in that does this, but I think you can put timers on your, on different apps. Like you can only use it for a certain part of the day or a certain amount of hours or something like that. I personally have never used anything like that, but I've heard about it. So that could be an option. But for people who feel that social media is good, I mean, great. Keep using it for the better, because for people that do think that it is good, you can use it. Use it to spread goodness and good energy and positivity, because that's, we need more of that in the world. And the people that don't think social media is good, follow those people who do spread that positivity. There are so many awesome accounts out there that all their whole page is all about just spreading good vibes, and those pages are the best. They are so awesome. So that is a recommendation that I have. If you struggle to be on social media but you want to have it, try unfollowing people that bring you down and follow people that lift you up. Maybe they post like inspirational quotes, or they're just good, genuine people, and they just give you all the good feelings. That is something to consider as well. So all in all, I think social media can be used for good if you're using it right and it's not affecting your mental health. However, if it is, you need to do what's going to be best for you. And that's it, period. Like, just do what's going to be best for you. If having no social media is what needs to happen, don't have social media. If you just need to stop scrolling, you need to unfollow like a ton of people, do that. With all of this talk about social media, I want to talk about communication as well. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, like a lot, because I, once upon a time, used to be one of those people that I was so good at responding to people so fast, so good. A text came in, bam, I sent a response right back. I was so fast. I was lightning fast. And if someone like commented on a picture, I would respond right back. Or if someone DM'd me on social media, I would respond super fast. It's just how I did things. Funny story is, the reason for that is because back when I got my first phone, me and my siblings, we all got phones at the same time. My mom like would get mad at us when she would like text us something and no one would respond. There's four of us and no one would respond because we were busy doing other things and our phone was on silent. And she would be like, I'm not paying for these phones so that they can just sit around and I can't get a hold of you guys. So yeah, I think all of us are pretty good at responding because of that. Mom, if you're listening, thank you. It's a good thing to be able to respond fast. However, I'm about to totally contradict that. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I have definitely turned into that person that it takes me days, maybe even weeks, to respond back to people. It's not usually weeks. It's usually just days. My mom is the only person that I respond back to right away. And honestly, the reason for that is because I know that she will never call because my mom has a hearing loss. And so texting is really like the best way to communicate with her when I'm not around her. So I do try to text my mom back as fast as I can. But for everyone else, I don't. And for the longest time, I felt guilty about it. Every day that I would see that notification is still there and I haven't responded back to the person, but I would just leave it there and not do anything, I felt so guilty. I felt horrible. And I knew that like some of my friends were getting irritated or upset or worried, wondering if they did something wrong. And the honest truth is, I just don't think that texting is an urgent way of communicating anymore. I also just have come to learn that I really don't like talking over a screen. I would much rather either someone call me or meet up with them in person. I just do not like texting, especially because everyone that texts me says that I sound angry because I don't know why. They just always read my text as angry. So I always have to like overload on emojis so that people know I'm not angry. I don't know. I think that if someone texts you, yeah, they want a response, but I also don't think it's obviously not urgent, you know, because if it was urgent, they'd probably call you or they would text you after like 5 minutes again being like, hey, like I need an answer. Or they would say it in the first text, you know, like obviously when a text comes in, I look at it to see if it is something that I need to respond back to. But if it's not, honestly, I just put my phone back down because I don't like having conversations through text. You can't ever read anybody's mood. And I also just don't like taking the time to type. I really don't. And I would just rather be doing something else. That's what it is. And it has nothing to do with the person that's texting me. Nothing. It's just the fact that I just hate texting. And that goes with DMs too. I really struggle to respond back in a good amount of time. So any of my friends who are listening to this, this is how I feel. Like, I obviously love you, but I just hate texting. And if I go days without responding to you, it's not that I love you any less. It's honestly just because I would just rather see your beautiful face. But it's interesting to hear people's different views on communication nowadays with so many different forms of communicating. Like the Marco Polo app, me, my mom, my brother, and my sister, we all use that quite often. And I actually am totally fine with it because I don't have to type and I can quickly just say what I need to say and I can see their faces and it's great. Everybody knows each other's tone, their moods. It's perfect. And I love that. But some people don't like to show their face. They like to communicate through text, through words. You know, people like to write. There are writers out there and they like to put words together in sentences and whatever. It's very, very interesting to see how everybody communicates. But that's just my two cents. I honestly, like, I don't know why I'm talking about this because I'm just telling you guys how I feel. I'm not really like saying anything about it. That's pretty much it with that communication. The reason I brought that up, right? The reason I brought this up, sorry guys, it's getting a little late. It's actually not that late. It's only 9 p.m., but I've just been exhausted to the max because of this challenge thing. So my brain is just a little bit mushy. That's all. Anyway, where I was going with this is that I feel so much pressure to respond back to people. And I know for a fact that there's other people out there that feel the same amount of pressure. And I just don't think that that should be a thing. That is such unnecessary stress to have in our lives. Like, why? Why add that stress when it's so unneeded? So anybody that's listening to this podcast, anyone at all, whether you are good at responding to texts or you're not, just stop putting pressure on that because it's ridiculous. If you really want to talk to somebody, just call them or in the text say, hey, I need you to respond ASAP. And they probably will. I just think the pressure is unnecessary. And, you know, if you love each other, if, you know, if it's your friends, your family, you're gonna respond back, you know, or you're gonna hear a response in return. Just no one freak out. Nobody put pressure on each other, because I personally think it's unnecessary. And I know this is completely opinion-based. Also, since I just brought up the whole opinion thing, for anyone who's listening, please DM me on my societysays.official Instagram. And let me know if you want me to start doing episodes where I bring up different topics and I actually do the research while I am talking to you guys. Because I know most of my episodes are going to be opinion-based, or like I will be telling you guys stories of things that I've gone through and just my experience and my tips of how to get through different things and how to deal with different things. So if you want me to switch it up and start giving you guys facts, I can try that. I can definitely try that. I mean, we have Google at our fingertips. We can ask Google anything and we can get a pretty solid answer. So I might actually start doing that, just to let you guys know. All right, guys, that's all that I have for you today. I hope that you got something out of this podcast. I honestly, at this point, don't remember anything that I just told you. What I talked about, I have no idea. But I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you guys in the next episode.